light can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power. Read and rise higher.
Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Stephen Witt delivers a vivid, deeply reported chronicle of how NVIDIA and its co-founder Jensen Huang helped ignite the age of artificial intelligence by turning a gaming chip into the world's most coveted accelerator. The Thinking Machine traces the improbable rise of a company that bet on parallel computing long before most of the industry cared, then built a fortress around that bet through software, systems engineering, and shrewd supply chain strategy. From fluorescent lit labs and boardroom showdowns to cutting-edge fabs in Taiwan, Witt follows the people, technologies, and geopolitical forces that converge to make the modern AI data center possible. At once a technology explainer and an industrial epic, the book illuminates how CUDA, high bandwidth memory, advanced packaging, and network fabrics became the new oil fields of the digital economy. Readers come away with a grounded understanding of why accelerators matter, how NVIDIA secured its lead, and what the new power map of silicon means for business, policy, and everyday life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Jensen Huang and the long game of relentless focus. Witt portrays Jensen Huang as a founder who fused technical vision with commercial ruthlessness and personal resilience. The narrative follows his early experiences in chip design, the founding of NVIDIA in the 90s, and the many near misses that forged an appetite for existential bets. Central to this arc is an insistence on building for the future rather than optimizing for the next quarter. Huang backed parallel computing when it was unfashionable, nurtured a culture that prized product discipline, and insisted on end-to-end control from silicon to software. Witt also captures the human side of leadership under pressure, including how storytelling, partnerships with researchers, and a willingness to reframe the company mission kept NVIDIA aligned through market swings from PC graphics to mobile headwinds to the acceleration era. The result is a portrait of strategic patience where technical compounding and ecosystem building matter more than flashy launches. Secondly, from graphics to general-purpose computing and the CUDA moat, the book explains how a chip once optimized for pixels became the engine of neural networks. Witt lays out the basics of GPU parallelism, then shows how NVIDIA transformed hardware advantage into a durable moat through CUDA and a layered software stack. Toolchains, libraries like QDNN, and integration with frameworks made GPU programming productive for scientists and startups, creating powerful lock-in. Witt details key breakthroughs such as the deep learning surge following ImageNet, and how NVIDIA capitalized by shipping developer kits, DGX systems, and reference designs. Rather than selling raw chips, the company sold time to solution, reducing friction across the stack. This section also explores how CUDA created a two-sided network effect. More developers meant more optimized code paths and better performance, which attracted more developers in a flywheel. Competing accelerators struggled not only to match silicon, but to replicate a decade of software, documentation, and community. Thirdly, fabs, packaging, and geopolitics of the supply chain, Witt takes readers into the industrial realities that made the AI boom possible. NVIDIA is fabless, but its fate is bound to foundries and memory suppliers. The book explains how TSMC advanced nodes, CoWoS packaging, and high-bandwidth memory from SK Hynix, Samsung, and Micron became the true bottlenecks behind chip scarcity. Readers learn why advanced packaging is as strategic as transistor scaling, how yield, substrate capacity, and thermal constraints shape product roadmaps, and why allocation rather than list price often decides winners. The story also engages with geopolitics. Export controls to China, the CHIPS Act, and the imperative to diversify manufacturing reshape the calculus for every player in the stack. Witt shows how a single board may embody a web of dependencies that stretch from Arizona to Hsinchu to Seoul. The result is a lucid view of silicon as industrial policy, where national strategy and corporate strategy now intersect. Fourthly, systems, networking, and the economics of AI data centers, beyond the chip, which shows how NVIDIA assembled the rest of the stack to convert compute into capability. DGX and HGX platforms, NVLink interconnects, InfiniBand and Ethernet fabrics from the Mellanox acquisition, and software for cluster orchestration are presented as parts of a system-level play. By solving for scale-out performance, NVIDIA turned accelerators into complete solutions for hyperscalers and enterprises. The book demystifies concepts such as data parallelism, model parallelism, and in-network compute, translating them into business outcomes like throughput, reliability, and total cost of ownership. WIT also examines pricing power and gross margins, highlighting how integration and time to train influence procurement. Energy and cooling emerge as decisive constraints, pushing innovations in power delivery, liquid cooling, and data center design. This section equips readers to reason about the true cost of AI, beyond headline tops, and why platform thinking beats point products. Lastly, the scramble for the most coveted microchip and what comes next, WIT captures the frenzy as cloud giants, startups, and sovereign buyers compete for limited supply of top-tier accelerators. Allocation dynamics, prepayments, and deep partnerships define who gets early access and at what scale. The narrative situates NVIDIA among rivals and alternatives, including AMD with MI series accelerators, custom silicon from hyperscalers, and specialist vendors building inference hardware. Readers see how software maturity, ecosystem depth, and system bandwidth often outweigh raw peak specs. The book explores the road to Blackwell-era platforms, the promise and risk of ever larger models, and the rise of inference at scale with cost-sensitive economics. It also surfaces vulnerabilities: concentrated manufacturing, regulatory pressure, and shifts toward open standards could erode advantages. Yet the core thesis remains that whoever can convert electricity and capital into trained models fastest will define the next decade. WIT leaves readers with scenarios rather than certainties, inviting informed judgment. In conclusion, The Thinking Machine is ideal for technologists who want a clear map of the AI stack, investors tracking the new compute economy, entrepreneurs deciding where to build, and policymakers grappling with strategic industries. General readers who enjoy narrative nonfiction will also appreciate its human drama and crisp explanations. The book benefits your life by translating a noisy hype cycle into a coherent mental model. You will learn how value accrues in chips, software, and systems, how supply chains shape outcomes, and how to evaluate claims about performance and cost. Choose this book over generic business biographies or narrow technical manuals because it combines access-driven reporting, precise technical framing, and a panoramic view of industry and geopolitics. WIT is a proven guide who makes complex engineering legible without losing rigor. If you want one volume that connects Jensen Huang, NVIDIA, the fabs, and the data centers into a single story you can act on, this is the one to buy. If you would like to support Stephen WIT, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.
1 minute can open your eyes. 1 book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power, read and rise higher. Nine Nartree, better life begins in a book.